The Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference is responding to the dire humanitarian crisis in East Africa by announcing that special collections at all masses will take place across Ireland next weekend. The money raised will go to Trocra, the overseas development agency of the Catholic Church in Ireland and member of the Caritas Network. The agency at present is delivering emergency food, water, and health care to the 25 million people affected. Paul Healy is country director for Kenya and Somalia with Trocra. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the situation on the ground.
Trocra has been working in this region for decades now, but I've been working here for 20 years. I've rarely seen it as bad, if ever. And the United Nations has described this as potentially the worst humanitarian crisis the world has ever faced since the end of the Second World War. I was up in Turkana myself in northern Kenya the week before last, and we're seeing significant rates of severe acute malnutrition and global acute nutrition rates way above what would be a normal crisis. Meeting children coming into health centers with their parents who are emaciated and the children emaciated. So frightening scenes that are largely going unnoticed, particularly in Kenya. I suppose it's gone below the radar, but also I've been into Somalia too. The stats there and the human misery is just appalling.
Paul, there are two issues here with regard to what is happening. You have the severe drought created by climate change, which is also having an effect on harvests and livestock. Yeah. And then you have the conflict situation in some of these countries. So they're both having such a knock-on effect, aren't they?
They are. I mean, one of the issues, I suppose, is that some of these countries have had decades of conflict. I mean, that's particularly the case in Somalia. So there have been challenges in logistics, in accessing people and in people's ability to grow food and have sustainable livelihoods. It's not all about conflict. I mean, yes, in southern Sudan, that would be the case as well, where people have been displaced there and in Somalia. They've gone to other centres looking for relief and support because they have no other options for their own livelihoods. And then that coupled with the consequences of a severe drought and unpredictable rains, which has meant that large numbers of people in northern Kenya and Somalia and South Sudan and in Ethiopia, their whole livelihoods have been lost. They haven't been able to plant or their crops have failed. And this is largely due to climate change. And when you have both coming together, the crisis is quite severe. Although having said that, there isn't obviously that kind of conflict as severe a conflict in northern Kenya, although there are intermittent ethnic conflicts among different groupings. But it is the unpredictability and the lack of rain that has caused a very significant crisis there. And of course, in Kenya, you also have threat of what's called the fall armyworm in areas where there is food, and that has decimated existing food stocks. So there's a number of different issues coming together to create massive vulnerabilities. And you can see the desperation of people walking to centres. As I said, I was up in Turkana there 2 weeks ago, seeing families going to our centres, Catholic small health centres in remote areas and presenting with severe malnutrition.
Can I ask you about Trocra itself? Are there particular projects that Trocra is working on at this time?
Yes. I mean, Trocra, as I said, has been working in the area. In Somalia, have been working consistently without a break since 1994 on a health and nutrition program, which has been extraordinarily successful in those 25 years, and continues to do extraordinary work in a very insecure and complex environment. But we've worked very successfully with the Somali community on their acceptance of Trocra's work, and we've had to scale up that work significantly in the last number of months to try and cope with the crisis. Our health and nutrition work continues, but obviously we're strained totally because on those services are being strained because of the presentation of issues such as cholera and malnutrition. Thankfully, the Caritas network has been extraordinarily supportive of both Trocra and CRS in the Caritas Confederation appeal, or the emergency appeal that went out through the Caritas Confederation. In Kenya, Croker has been working in Turkana, works through the Diocese of Turkana, Diocese of Lodwar, and has been doing for a number of decades. And we continue to do some significant work there on malnutrition, providing supplementary feeding to children under five and some blanket supplementary feeding in some of the more critical areas of central Turkana. And we'll continue to do that, and hoping that the support from Caritas and other networks will be able to help us. As I said before, for some reason, this large-scale humanitarian crisis has gone below the radar, but we continue to appeal to those who support Throkra and other organizations like Throkra in the Caritas network for ongoing support to be able to continue the vital work that we're doing in this part of the world.
Just to come back to that, you were talking about below the radar there, and you also talked earlier about the United Nations describing it as the greatest humanitarian crisis since the Second World War. Globally, it doesn't seem to be receiving the attention when you see the facts in front of you, when you see the facts of 25 million people facing hunger. You have to ask the question, where is the support?
Absolutely. And what's getting support and traction in the news is more to do with Mr. Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Agreement. I would like him to see the crisis and the consequences of climate change on the people that Throkra and other organizations work with. I mean, we are working with the government, and we are working at the Kenya government and other governments, as well as with the UN and other agencies to try and alleviate suffering. We've tried to raise its profile. Recently, there was a very strong statement made by international non-government organizations on, for example, the situation in southern Turkana. I mean, 60,000 children there are very close to total starvation in southern Turkana. Nobody seems to be paying attention to it. And that reality, for some reason, is just staying below the radar. I'm actually going to Ireland next week and hope to be able to talk to communities and churches about the suffering that these people are undergoing. And it's not separate from people in the Western world, for example. This is part of a global issue, and it needs a global community response. We all are affected by this, and we're all connected to this suffering, and should be conscious of our responsibilities to the suffering people in this part of the world.
You talked about Ireland there, and there will be a national church collection on the 22nd and 23rd of July next for this terrible situation afflicting East Africa. The Irish people are known for their generosity and known for stepping up to the plate at these times. So I'm sure there is the hope that the money raised, the donations given, will be a real help to those in need.
And I'm totally expecting that again. The Irish have been extraordinary in their help to Throkra over decades. I'm very privileged to work for Throkra and to work for and on behalf of Throkra and the Irish people who support Throkra. And I'm accountable to them for the funds that we receive. We make sure that every euro, every cent that's given to us is appropriately used to reach the most vulnerable people in this part of the world. And I'm very confident that the Irish people will continue to support. I'm hoping that message goes across to the people of Ireland, and that they will yet again respond with the generosity that they are historically used to.